listener exclusive.
G'day, it's Maddie Ray from Triple M Brekkie and on the Riverina MIA Triple M Brekkie Show podcast. It's a recap of Starry. Glenn Starr, former Triple M Brekkie host, and Pat Sergi, one of the key orchestrators of Griffith Takes Two, recapping the event last Friday night. Is it the final Griffith Takes Two? More now. $115,000 raised. Pat Sergi, am I correct with that figure?
That's correct, Maddie. Thank you for having me on your program this morning together with Glenn Starr.
Yes, Starry, former Triple M Brekkie announcer. This is about the normal wake-up time for you now. Am I right?
No. I'm usually still in bed for another couple more hours, mate. I've got a lot of sleep to catch up on.
I wonder how you ever managed Brekkie Radio back in the day with all the other things you did. All right, boys. Look, Friday evening, it was massive from what I know. Starry, you as the MC, and Pat, yourself as one of the orchestrators, a huge result, of course, for the community. Just talk about how it all went down.
Yeah, Pat. Well, I'll let you explain because you're the man that put it all together. You're the one that made it all happen. And what an incredible night it was.
Yeah, great. It was a great night. It was a great crowd. Great. All the contestants was just raised the bar so much, and I did a little whisper that it may be the last time, but like John Farnham said when he was retiring, this could be the last time, maybe the last time, I don't know. But I might have a little rest and probably look at something towards next year.
Well, I was saying with the Mayor, Pat, that if anybody in Griffith deserves a rest, it is you, sir, after all that you've done for us. So, yes, please feel free to take it all off and have a nice rest. And like you said, it could be the last, but even if you do have a break, maybe someone else can get it all running again next year in your place. So, lads, talk a bit more about the evening and the performers that we had. Yourself, Starry, launching it with Tina Lena Turner. Was she in fine form?
Yeah, she was in fine form. And actually, last year when we put the bet on her that if we raised over $100,000, she would get dressed up as Tina Turner in Parliament, we did give her another challenge. Now, I don't know whether you know, Maddie, but Susan Lee was a punk rocker in her previous life. Back in the 70s, she was played in a punk band and was all dressed up with the coloured hair and everything. So we put a challenge to her and said, if we can raise more than we raised last year, would you wear that on a bigger audience and would you wear it on national TV on one of the morning shows on either Channel 7 or Channel 9? And she said, yeah, I'll do that. And that was the audience on the night responded to that incredibly well, and yes, at $115,000, last year we raised $210,000. Was that right, Pat?
That's correct. Yes, last year was just over $210,000.
The audience on the night, we raised about $105,000, I think it was, and then the Cancer Care Foundation doubled that, and that's where it got us to that $210,000. And so the same thing happened, or something similar has happened this year as well. So we beat the $110,000 that we raised on the night. And so then that was enough for Susan to do the dare. So we'll have to watch TV over the next couple of weeks. And there was a challenge put out, actually, by Dr. Tony Noon from the Cancer Care Foundation. He said, if, as a community, we raise $150,000 by the 29th of June, the Cancer Care Foundation will kick in extra to get us over the top of the target last year. And so if you would like to donate, if you head to the Cancer Care Foundation website, you can make a donation there. And, of course, in the end of our financial year, any donations over $2 are tax deductible. So, look, and we are all winners here because the money goes straight to our local community supporting those that are facing one of the biggest battles they'll ever face in life.
That's right. And well done to the Griffith community. Generous as always from Friday night. And at Susan being a good sport as well, although I actually think she loves it, dressing up as Tina Turner in public places. And like you said, being an old punk rocker from the 1970s, reckon she would have been right into Smashing Pumpkins.
Definitely. But yeah, it was a great night. And Pat, mate, congratulations to you again. You did an incredible job. And the community owes so much to you, and that is the reason why you are Citizen of the Year this year, because what you do for the community is just short of amazing, mate.
Thank you, Glenn. Thank you too, Glenn, because you control the evening and you've done a great professional job as always. Matty, while I've got you, I'd like to send our cheerio call to one lady I forgot to thank on the evening, Vanessa from Ray White Real Estate, who handled all the ticket sales and done a great job.
Well done, Vanessa, and to you, Pat. Thank you once again for all you do for the community, and please take a breath or two for yourself and enjoy decompress. And we wish you all the best. And Starry, good to have you over this side again. Hopefully that is again soon.
Yeah, mate. A few visits back and forth over the next few months, actually. I'll be back up First Alarmy Festival, which is going to be an absolute hoot. We're going to be at La Scala on the Saturday night with my band performing, and then we'll be joining everybody for Salami Festival. And Pat, are you going to be taken to the stage again this year?
Yes, I will be at the Salami Festival this year. Yes, I will be.
Did you have time to make some salami this year, Pat?
No, I end up with more salami probably than anyone else because I've got a large family. They all give me a couple of slices, a couple of lengths each, and I end up with more than a pig.
All right, Pat Sergi, Glenn Starr, thank you so much, gentlemen. Great to hear the success that Griffith Takes Two was once again. And might be the last one, we don't know. We'll find out well and truly at some point in time. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
All good.
A listener exclusive.